Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always great to speak to Bethan Dyke.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
And that indeed is a good answer. I've got to start, given the situation with Leah, you're now co-captain. So how did you feel when you were asked?
Yeah, obviously like you said, different circumstances to be asked to join the leadership group this year. But I was happy, obviously, to be part of such an amazing leadership group. Leah, Jackie and Elle have been doing an incredible job this season. So when Ringer asked me to be part of that, I of course said yes. And if I can support the group in any way possible and be a part of the leadership group and help those three, and not that they need any, then I was happy to do so for the rest of the season.
I'm noticing that season on season, Dragons are growing and building. Are the team noticing that as well?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the results haven't gone our way this season, but I think we have had some really close games where we've been going into the last quarter goal for goal, or the game could have gone either way. And I think Curly talks a lot about being better than we were the week before. And I think we've really done that over the last couple of weeks. And I think our performance against Loughborough has shown that we can compete against anyone in this competition. So I think we're very much focused on the process and how we're going to do that, making sure that we're being a lot more clinical in our attack and converting any ball that we do turn in defence. So we are building.
I love the fact you all call her Curly. Just remind us on that story again. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I obviously worked with Curly at Ringer when she came over to support us for Welsh Feathers. So, and when she came over at the time, she said, yeah, you guys can call me Curly. That's my nickname.
Oh, that's all right then.
We were like, brilliant, great. And it's just stuck. So, yeah, I know a lot of times we refer to her as Curly. And, yeah, that's her nickname going forward for us.
Excellent. Dragons obviously in the wrong half of the table. But I'd say that there's been some strong quarters, hasn't there? So when you come off court, what's the feeling like between yourselves and between Curly and some of her post-match reaction to you?
Yeah, it is tough being on the wrong side of the table. But like I said, I do think we really are building, and we've shown in quarters or for maybe 55, 56 minutes of the game that we can compete and we probably should be on the other end of the scoreline. But I think we're very much keeping process in mind, and Curly reinforces that in order to do that, we need to make sure, like I said, we're taking care of our own possession and we're being really clinical. And when we are ahead, we're pushing on. Obviously, now with the super shot introduced into the game, it's managing that time and making sure that we've got really good game management around our strategies and structures within that time. So, yeah, I really think we are building.
Super shot has already changed things so much already, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we were obviously lucky to have a couple of games in pre-season in preparation for the league starting. But yeah, definitely. To turn a game on its head, and also just it's all around that game management. So when you're going to take the 1 pointer, when you're going to go for a 2 pointer. So I admire the shooters a lot at the moment.
Start of the professionalism this season. Has it led to more demands on you as a player? What's that balance been like?
Yeah, I think we're definitely training more often as a squad. We are in every day, Monday to Friday, and then obviously Saturdays or weekends around when we have our game. I'm still currently working part-time. So I work 3 days a week as a PE teacher, and my school are super supportive. But yeah, it is hard in terms of time management, being organised. But yeah, it is all about that time management, being organised, being proactive. I know I've got a lot of lists. My diary is very close to me at all times. So yeah, it is a lot, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm still really enjoying my netball, and I really enjoy the Cardiff Dragons environment and culture. So yeah, I'm still loving it.
And maybe one thing that's I don't know whether or not it's the same between different teams you've been at, but when is the majority of the prep done?
We are very lucky that we do meet some of the teams in pre-season, so that's a good opportunity for us to get a gauge of where that team's at, but you very much can't dwell a lot on it, because I know this pre-season there were lots of teams that didn't have full squads, or and us included. So I think, yeah, a lot of prep's done in the lead-up. Pre-season was really long this year, but great, because we had lots of time together as a squad, and obviously with Curly coming in, we had an opportunity to build, well, I know myself, on what she gave me at Feathers and with the team. So I think it's been really good. We had a great pre-season. And then in terms of just week by week, we'll then just look at the opposition, obviously review our previous games, and then really think about our strategy and game plan around that going into the game at the weekend.
And then obviously Green Army, home support, and the games at the arena as well. I suppose I wanted to ask you about them as well. What's that like? What have they been like?
Yeah, they've been amazing. Obviously, I had a long time was Celtic Dragons then, previously. So I always knew that the Green Army fans are amazing. But I think they've really stood by us. And like you said, the results haven't gone our way so far this season. But they show up at every single game. They're loud, they're proud. And yeah, I just think they're like no other. They're there every single week, and they're there to support us. No matter what the result is.
Happy to be part of things still?
Yeah, absolutely loving it. I think I'm probably one of the more experienced ones now, not older ones. But yeah, I am just still absolutely loving it. And the girls, the team, we really enjoy spending time together off court as well as on court. And yeah, I'm still absolutely loving it.
Brilliant, Beth, and good luck for the weekend. Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.